I don't want to talk about it.
I didn't know it was going to upset you like.
What's going on?
I gave her a ride to work.
That must have been a hell of a ride. What'd you do, steer with your feet?
No, I drove over the Monument Street Bridge.
Oh, Jackie, you did that.
Wow, good going, sis.
Well, what was I supposed to do if we'd gone the other way? Then we would have been late for work.
How could you even do that? You know she freaks out if anybody even mentions the bridge.
Crystal got some kind of hang-up with bridges?
Just the Monument Street Bridge.
Yeah, it was killer during rush hour.
That's not funny, Booker.
I'm not trying to be funny.
That's right. He doesn't know the story. No. He hasn't been here that long.
What story?
You tell him, sis.
Okay, come here. But you guys have got to be good.
I will.
Okay, Crystal's first husband, Sonny, was working construction on the Monument Street Bridge. And he was pouring cement one day, and he slipped. And he fell into one of the piling molds.
So you mean that he fell off the bridge?
Well, kind of. He sort of fell in the bridge.
Get out of here. Are you telling me that this guy is still buried in the bridge?
For the past 12 years, and it's a very sad story.
Jackie, I'm sorry. I guess I overreacted.
Are you okay, Crystal?
I'm fine. Jackie, I apologize.
No, it's all my fault.
No, it's my fault.
Crystal, I drove over it as fast as I could.
It's okay. It's all out of my system.
Hey, Crystal. All right, these guys, they're goofing with me here. What's the story about your old man being, you know, part of the Monument Street Bridge?
Stretching all the natural beauty out of the phone cord.
Babe, what time is Crystal bringing Lonnie over?
Any second. Hey, if she starts talking about Sonny at all, hurry up and change the subject.
Why is she thinking about him again?
Because today, Jackie drove her over the you-know-what.
The bridge? You gotta be kidding me. When is she gonna get over him?
She probably never will, Dan. I mean, he was, like, the only guy that ever made her happy.
Yeah, old Sonny made a lot of girls happy.
He did what?
All I'm saying is that old Sonny wasn't exactly husband of the year.
So, what are you saying to me, Dan? You're telling me that, the only guy Crystal ever loved was, like, running around on her?
Cannot tell a lie.
That's Gumbucket. Why don't you ever tell me he'd done that?
Because men don't talk about stuff like that.
Yeah, they do, just to other men.
Knock it off, you old twerp!
Mom, Billy's still on the telephone.
Hey, don't come in here ratting on people now. Dan, he's ratting on people.
Cheese eater.
Cindy, we gotta get a pack of cigarettes.
Hey, get off now. Give that phone a rest.
Hold on. What are you picking on me for?
Because I can't find Becky.
I gotta go. Yeah, okay, bye.
Are you finished with that yet?
Oh, geez, you kids.
Mom, I'm going over to Cindy's house. And yes, I'll be back in time for dinner.
Oh, goody, that brainwashing's kicking right in. Come on in, Crystal.
Hey, darling.
Hey, Crystal. Hey, Lon.
Hi, Dan.
His scout troop gave him everything he needs.
Oh, this will be a snap. You happen to be working with the A number one super birdhouse builder of all time.
The legend continues.
Why don't you and Deej go in the garage and get set up? I'll get us some sodies. Be out in a minute.
Okay.
Lonnie, honey, be sure to keep your jacket on.
DJ, honey, be sure not to go near the chainsaw. Well, Crystal, why don't you and Lonnie stay for dinner?
Oh, no, I couldn't impose.
Oh, come on, you're not imposing. You're going to cook.
All right. Okay, bye. Hi, Crystal.
Hi, sugar.
Oh, get that.
Crystal, give me a hand with these vegetables.
Okay, let me wash up.
Don't you think Lonnie gets to looking more and more like his daddy every day?
Why don't you dice up them carrots, Crystal?
How do you want them, sliced, diced, curled, or julienne?
Cut them up in little pieces, would you?
You know, ever since Jackie gave me a ride to work this morning, I just can't get my mind off Sonny.
You know, you really ought to start driving yourself to work, Crystal.
Sonny was really one in a million.
Yeah, he was a pretty good guy.
He was the best. I keep wondering how different my life would have turned out if he hadn't died. I could have been happy for the rest of my life.
Excuse me.
Come here.
What's that for?
I was just thinking about how different my life would have turned out if you'd have lived. Oh, I feel better now.
I wish there was something we could do for Crystal. She puts herself through this every 6 months.
She's still in love with the guy, and there's nothing we could do about it.
Leave it to me. I'll fix her up. You know what they say, the best thing for an old love is a new love.
That's beautiful, Dan. After you read that, did you eat the cookie?
What do you think you're doing?
What does it look like, Einstein?
You're gonna die, you know that.
From one cigarette?
Yeah, Mom and Dad are gonna kill you.
They're not gonna find out. They went to the budget sale. They'll be gone for days.
Don't you even care about the fact that your lungs are gonna turn brown and shrivel up?
Not really.
Oh my God, Mom and Dad are here!
You're dead.
The smell. How are you gonna cover up the smell? The spray starts, you dips! Here, use bug spray.
That's what you have.
It stinks in here.
What does that smell?
Bug spray?
Darlene and I just killed a huge spider.
What'd you do, drown it?
We had to use a whole can. It was humongous.
Well, thank God we're safe. Now all we have to worry about is irreversible chromosome damage.
There's still some bags out there. Will you two exterminators go get them, please?
We'd love to.
Was I right or was I right?
Is this a trick question?
Admit it. That was one great sale.
And do you think 12 furnace filters is going to be enough there?
Babe, 12 for $12. You're never going to see prices like these again.
Yeah, and as soon as my back's turned, you're filling up my cart with all these tube socks.
Well, I didn't see you holding back on the cold cream.
Hey, I need that.
8 jars?
Hey, give it to me. I use it to cook, see?
What's in this, lead?
Oh, I got you kids new leg irons.
Hey, Dan.
Hi, Crystal.
I found a flag for the birdhouse.
No red-blooded American birdhouse should be without one.
Well, I'm going to go out and start sanding the roof, okay?
Oh, use that number 3 sandpaper, okay?
Okay.
Well, I got to get going. My Saturday's just jam-packed.
Whoa, you're in a good mood.
Yes, I am. I decided to treat myself to a manicure and a wash and set.
Wouldn't perchance have to do with a certain new fella I fixed you up with, would it?
Oh, Dan, now stop your gloating so I can hear what happened. What happened?
It was a lovely evening. He took me to a nice restaurant. A little Italian place with the best pasta I ever had.
Oh, now skip the noodles. Let's get to the tomatoes here.
Well, the same thing happened that always happens. I spent the entire evening comparing him to Sonny, and I said to myself, I can't do this anymore.
See, Roseanne, you said a match wouldn't make any difference?
Oh, but it did make a difference. I decided not to go out with men at all anymore.
Well, Crystal, don't you think that's a little bit nuts?
No. What's nuts is bouncing from one bad relationship to another. I don't need any man in my life. The only thing that makes me happy are memories of Sonny. This is all the man I need.
Crystal, you're wearing your wedding ring.
Yes, I am. And there's a practical side to this. This will keep men at bay and keep Sonny close to my heart. Now, if you excuse me, I'm going to go get my do done. Bye-bye.
My God, the man's been in a bridge for 12 years and she's wearing his ring.
Yeah, I think she's gone off the deep end.
Jeez, we gotta tell her the truth about Sonny.
Yeah, I guess she really ought to know.
You know, you men are all alike. Either you're out running around or you're buried in your work.
Jackie, we got any more boxes?
No, we're all out of them.
Crystal, you better slow down. You're making me and her look bad.
I'll go get some.
Day's almost over. I thought you were talking to her about Sonny.
I'm going to.
When?
Well, I just got to think of what to say, you know?
What's there to think about? You just tell her the truth.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go up to her. Somebody that's in a great mood. Crystal, did you know that your husband was a skirt junkie?
Well, you don't have to be crude about it. You just, you bring up the subject and then you let Crystal make that discovery herself.
Oh, yeah, like that. Crystal, you know that husband of yours, the one that's in the bridge? How many women besides you think he boinked?
Here we go.
Crystal?
Yes?
I gotta talk to you.
What about?
About Sonny.
What about it?
Me and Jackie were just saying that he was a great construction worker.
Why, thank you guys.
Da-da-da-da. You're welcome.
Hey, babe. Check this out.
Pretty neat.
Wow. Oh, where's the jacuzzi?
Right there next to the wet bar.
Wow, you guys did a great job.
Don't look at me. Big Lon here did most of the work. I just handed them the tools and...
You know what this needs, Lonnie?
What?
You should paint this little tiny welcome mat right here by the door.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Dan, can I borrow some of your paint?
Sure.
Thanks. I'll be back in a minute.
Yeah. Just try to keep DJ out of it, okay?
Okay, I'll try. Bye.
That kid is aces.
He is so cool.
Talk to Crystal yet about Sonny?
Not yet.
So you didn't do it yet, huh?
Dan, look.
Who's it else?
Well, they're in Darlene's jeans. You figure it out.
Well, let's go find Ms. Darlene, tie her little tail in a knot and ground her for 6 months.
No. Just follow my lead. Get some matches. Hey, Darlene, come down here a minute.
What did I do now?
Nothing. I just found these in your jeans. I thought you might want them back.
You're gonna kill me, aren't you?
No. Your father and I just want you to know you don't have to sneak around anymore.
Yeah, honey. This is your house, too. You're welcome to smoke.
Yeah, right, and get my face bashed in.
No, we mean it. Why don't you go ahead and light one up right now? Go on, take one.
Here. Let me light it for you.
Is this gonna explode or something?
No. It's gonna explode. We wouldn't blow you up. We'd never get you out of the furniture.
Oh, look, she's such an adult, honey. Aren't you proud?
Proud doesn't say it.
So how come you're letting me smoke?
Because we love you, right, honey?
That's right.
And, Dan, you know what the best part of her smoking's gonna be?
What's that, dear?
Oh, when her teeth start turning all yellow.
Ooh, I can hardly wait. Well, you know what I'm waiting for, though?
What's that, darling?
Emphysema.
Ooh, how cool. Ooh, well, we might have one problem with this, though.
Problem?
Yeah, you know, that darn iron lung getting it through the door there.
We'll keep her in the garage.
All right, I know what you guys are trying to do. You're trying to scare me, aren't you?
Pretty much.
You're gonna keep ragging on me till I quit smoking.
Pretty much.
Okay. Mother, father, you're right. I was a fool. I'll never smoke again.
Good. Now get out of here before I crush your skull.
It's me.
Hey, Crystal.
Hey.
Hi. Is Lonnie about ready to go?
Almost. He's out finishing his birdhouse.
Crystal, me and Dan want to talk to you. Come and sit down here for a minute.
Well, good, because I want to talk to you, too. I was going through a box of Sonny's clothes, and I found this photograph from that time we took that trip to Merrimack Caverns. Remember?
Yeah, we stopped off outside of Belleville and had a picnic.
And we bought those purple snow cones.
Oh, and we ate them in the car, and they made such a mess, and we had to...
Crystal, you okay?
Well, ever since Jackie drove me over the bridge, I've been thinking about how things with me and Sonny weren't as perfect as everybody thought. In fact, they weren't perfect at all.
Well, honey, that's not your fault.
But it is. I never told anybody this, but I had an affair while I was married to Sonny. I feel so guilty. I've been carrying this around for years, and no matter what I do, I just can't seem to let it go.
Well, Crystal, you can't beat yourself up about it.
I cheated on him.
Well, you got to get over this guilt stuff, Crystal, and you got to get over Sonny. You got to go on with your life.
That's what I'd like to do.
Well, and that's what you got to do.
I don't know if I can do this.
Crystal, now you want to talk to him? Go ahead, talk to him. You spent the last 12 years feeling guilty.
Yeah, you want to spend the next 12 that way?
No.
Well, then talk to him, Crystal. Go on. Which one's he in?
I think it's this one. Well, maybe it's that one.
Crystal, I don't think it makes any difference which one he's in. Just pick one and start talking.
I feel kind of stupid.
Just talk to him, Crystal. Tell him that. Tell him anything.
Yeah. I'll get you started. Sonny! It's me, Dan! Crystal! I can't do this. He's your husband. I think you ought to...
Hi, honey. Everything's fine. I'm still working at the plastics factory. You should see Lonnie. He's 11 now. He's got your dark hair and he's so handsome. Every time I look at him, I see you. I miss you so much. There's not a day goes by that I don't think about you. Sonny, there's something I gotta tell you. I can't live with the guilt anymore. While we were married, I had an affair. It was only one time. I don't know why I did it, but damn it, I was so angry at you for running around on me. I knew about that waitress. And the other women, too. It really hurt me because you're the only man I ever loved. And I still do. But I got my own life to live. So I gotta let you go now. Well, I'm gonna get back in the truck because it's really cold out here. Bye, Sonny. I love you.
Think I caught my death of cold at that bridge.
Oh, doggone it, and I didn't keep up on your life insurance premiums.
That's okay, dear. I left everything to you.
Oh, boy, I'm all set then. 12 furnace filters and 18 pairs of tube socks.
17 pairs. I want to be buried in one.
Yeah, you got it.
Baby, if I kick off, will you keep all my stuff?
I am all your stuff.
You're my best stuff.